Some time ago, I struggled over the unstable OTA with LN882H when using Firefox browser. If you are interested in the whole story, you can read most of it following this post. It turned out there was an issue with the SDK's OTA code, and since OBK uses the OTA code slightly differently, the buffer could be filled with more data than the code expected. And accessing memory outside the allocated space is usually no good idea. It took me several days to find the culprit, and so I spent quite some time looking to the OTA code. Since I also made basic tests to verify the operation, I learned it's only sending an HTTP post request to the according page of the device. And this led to the question, if you always need the very useful web app only to do an update. Okay, you may ask, why not? I often use a single connection to the device with no internet. So in order to use the app, you need to host it locally, e.g. with a Docker installation. Since newer browsers all support fetch, I could do a simple addition to the OTA page to upload the firmware. It's not so comfortable like using drag and drop in the app. There is no check for the file provided. But in the end, it provides a very simple solution. For now, I could only test on the devices I own, LN882H, BK7231N, ESP32, and W800. I added OTA for W800 while at it. Test for other platforms would be great. The actual pull request is here. Seeing it in action on a W800. P.S. Since W800 code seems to have a similar problem like the LN882H code, which needed some changes, I'm quite sure this will be also an issue with W600. But since I don't own one, I didn't make changes here. Maybe in a separate PR.